Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a cool morning across Israel, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, making it a perfect day to be outside. In Haifa, the sun is shining brightly and temperatures are pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF has destroyed Iran-backed Hezbollah tunnel systems, with more still remaining in southern Lebanon. That's according to a report from the Jerusalem Post just minutes ago. Also, Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey have condemned Israeli strikes in Gaza, warning that a ceasefire is now at risk. This comes from I-24 News reporting earlier today. Also, this hour, a new study warns that a spike in the number of Israelis leaving the country could harm security and the economy. This is coming from Forward, just a short time ago. Separately, an emerging deal with Oman could boost Iran's control and its ability to charge fees in Hormuz. The Times of Israel provided this context in earlier reporting. And finally, as some work towards peace in Gaza, reports from JNS reveal that Hamas is distributing weapons to Arab citizens. This was reported just 18 minutes ago. Here's what people are saying online. Leslie Kajomovitz expressed outrage, posting recently that the Spanish government is accused of starving Moroccan children to cleanse Ceuta's population. Ariel Oseran, a correspondent, shared a statement from Hezbollah's leader Naim Qassem, noting that a public meeting with Syrian leadership could stabilize both countries. Kim Gattaz, a journalist, reflected on the 6th anniversary of the Beirut port explosion, urging people in Lebanon to participate in the commemoration. Let's go deeper, starting with the IDF's recent action. The Jerusalem Post reports that Israeli forces targeted tunnel systems used by Hezbollah for potential attacks on Israeli communities near the Lebanon border. The situation remains tense, with more tunnels still undiscovered, posing a threat to local security. Turning to the diplomatic front, Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey have voiced strong opposition to recent Israeli airstrikes in Gaza, with I-24 News noting that these nations warn of a possible collapse in the ceasefire. The international community watches closely, as tensions in the region could escalate further. Meanwhile, a study highlighted by Forward this morning shows a worrying trend of Israelis emigrating at increasing rates. This demographic shift could impact national security and economic stability, raising concerns among policymakers. In other news, the Times of Israel discusses a potential deal with Oman that could enhance Iran's strategic influence in the Strait of Hormuz. The report hints at geopolitical shifts that may affect regional alliances and economic interests. Finally, JNS reports that as peace efforts are underway, Hamas continues to arm citizens. This dual approach complicates peace negotiations and raises the stakes for regional stability. On the economic front, first, Tel Aviv has been ranked as one of the most expensive cities for employers, yet offers limited rewards for employees. Walla Business highlighted this in a study comparing global employment costs. Separately, CTEC reports that Trump's threats against Iran have been costly for Israel's defense budget. Each alert, even if unfounded, demands immediate military readiness, straining resources. And finally, Mariv Business notes a divide in the automotive industry. While U.S. manufacturers are thriving, European competitors face significant challenges. This development could influence global market dynamics. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.